Right now, the Wilbur May Arboretum in Reno is illuminated by nearly 40 larger-than-life Chinese lanterns. The touring festival, Dragon Lights, displays crafted designs in an effort to share their centuries-old tradition and culture. Our reporter Holly Hutchings checked it out.
The sun sets on a hot July night as close to 1,000 people walk through the gardens at the Arboretum. Dozens of Chinese lantern installations line the paved walkway. There are huge peacocks with brightly colored feathers spread wide, pandas playing in the trees, and a 30-foot-long multicolored dragon stretching through the garden. As the daylight slips away, lights inside and outside the lanterns flip on one by one, and the gardens are illuminated.
Like a magical forest. It's crazy. It's incredibly beautiful. It's like we're in Alice in Wonderland kind of type thing.
Shelley Burns was one of the many who took in the display. The organization Dragon Lights travels to cities across the country. In China, the Lantern Festival is held to celebrate Chinese New Year, marking the return of spring. Family and friends gather as they welcome new life at the end of winter. This is the group's first year in Reno.
I think we see it as a really good platform for culture exchange and promoting cultural understanding between the U.S. and China, or just China with the world.
That's event manager Hui Yen Liu. She says China's Zhejiang City is known for its lantern-making artisans. 2,000 residents actually specialize in the tradition, and 28 of them are part of the team that made the Reno show. One of them is designer Zhang Shang. Sean walks us through the exhibition while Hui Yen Liu translates.
我是那个，就相当于是从小的时候就学这个，小时候几，可能几岁或者。
As I was very young, I started to learn painting and drawing, and I loved doing it. And so, when I go to college, I chose to go to with art major. And I was also born and grew up in this city in Sichuan province, where it's famous for lantern making.
Each installation tells a story about an aspect of Chinese culture. They have multiple lantern components at every stop, depicting the animals, food, and lore of the East. Shang is in charge of every detail. The preparation took over a month and was not without challenges. We approach an imposing dragon that towers overhead and sprawls out the length of 3 school buses. Shang describes why this was the hardest piece of the show.
特别难度的话就是相当于一个地面的一个找平吧，把这个东西，然后能够。Reno
is kind of windy compared to other cities we've been, so we use a lot of wires to wire it down and to make sure that it stays here the whole time.
Hugh Shapiro teaches the history of East Asia at UNR. He says events like these help draw out parallels between our two countries.
People talk a lot about tradition in China, which is absolutely correct. Tradition is incredibly important. However, it's paradoxical because China is also incredibly forward-looking and very optimistic, very upbeat, very, very positive about the future. And I think actually culturally the United States and China have a lot in common, a lot of cultural resonance that people often ignore.
After the show wraps here, Dragon Lights will do it all again at their next stop in Milwaukee. Holly Hutchings, Reno Public Radio News.
Dragon Lights Reno is a featured Art Town event and is open through Friday, August 5th, with guided tours every night. Check out KUNR.org for more information and for photos of the lanterns. As a note of disclosure, KUNR is a media sponsor for Art Town.